Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom and Shumisaf Pei Beis, and we are starting about the second line with the words of Huna B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, and in the Vilna Shurah Sadaf, it's on Mem Hei Amud Beis, a little bit before the end of the Amud. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Miriam Sar Bas Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we continue talking about Teluya, which again is Truma that's Tamei Misafik. So Rav Huna says B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rav Meir holds that Sar of Teluya B'Shem Yimais Hashana, one is allowed to burn Teluya, Safik Tamei Truma, throughout the entire year, meaning even though it's a Safik, one is allowed to burn it. However, now I have a question, and we brought this previously, Vahatani, that's the proper gersa, we learned Truma Teluya Tmeya. If a person has Teluya and Tmeya, Sarfanaisa Erev Shabbos Mechashecha, Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that when Erev Shabbos is Erev Pesach, so one has to burn this Truma Erev Shabbos Mechashecha means right before it gets dark, whereas Mechamer and Bezmaner, the Chum say that it has to be destroyed in its proper time on Shabbos itself. And we had explained previously that this means, obviously, we're not going to be burning the Truma on Shabbos, it just means that he crumbles it up and throws it to the wind, and that way it gets destroyed. And here's the question, Yisr Peshachris, he should even be allowed to burn it in the morning. Meaning, why does Rav Meir say that this Truma has to be burned Erev Shabbos im Chashecha, right before it gets dark? If a person is allowed to burn Teluya all year round, then why not allow him to burn it in the morning already? It must be that Rav Meir holds that one is really not allowed to burn Teluya, and that's why the entire Friday it's not allowed to be burned, because maybe Al Yonav is going to come and say that it's really Tahar, and therefore he has to burn it the last possible moment right before Shabbos begins. Clearly this member from Rav Huna B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah is not correct. However, the Gemara says, Tiftar, we could explain as follows, that the only reason why Rav Meir said that he has to burn this Truma Teluya Erev Shabbos right before it gets dark is B'Shenis Atzov Loi Saraf. It's referring to where he was lazy or something happened and he didn't end up burning it the entire day. The Chiddush is that he should still burn it Im Chashecha right before it gets dark, and that he shouldn't do like the Chachamim say, which is just wait till Shabbos itself and crumble it and throw it to the wind. But obviously, if he wasn't lazy and nothing came up, he could burn this Teluya even during the day. And Teidel Chashu Kain, you should know that this is true. And here's the proper gears of the following line, De Taninan Temeya V'Loi Taninan Shachris, because in this memory of Rav Meir, he also spoke about burning Tamei Truma, meaning it's Vadei Tamei and not just Teluya, and he doesn't say to burn it in the morning. And of course, Rav Meir would hold that Vadei Tamei Truma is allowed to be burned in the morning, and he didn't say that in the Mishnah, and so it must be like we explained that the only reason why Rav Meir is saying that we should burn it Im Chashecha is because he didn't have a chance to do so until then, or he was lazy. But obviously, if he wasn't lazy and he was able to burn it beforehand, even Teluya would be able to be burned in the morning. Now, Amar of Abba Mari, Achai de Rabbi Yossi, Abba Mari, the brother of Rabbi Yossi, says, Tiftar, we could explain another way, and we actually brought this up a few daf ago in the Gemara, we're talking about where this Truma became Tamei at that time, meaning Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha, and that's why it has to be burned then. And you don't learn anything from here, meaning there's no question from here on this Memra, and there have made really holes that we could burn Teluya throughout the year. And we continue discussing this. Amar Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon says, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shimon, Shnein Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shimon, they both said the same thing. Now, what's this referring to? So obviously, Rabbi Yeshua is referring to Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah, talking about the safe of our Mishnah, and we keep on repeating this case. We're referring to where in the lower part of the wine press, we have Tamei Chulin wine, and in the upper part of the wine press, a barrel of Tahar Truma wine that broke, and it's on its way to flow into the Chulin wine, and everything's going to become Usser over here. And Rabbi Yeshua says, one can take a Tamei Kli, if that's the only thing that he has, and catch all the Truma wine before it falls into the Chulin, even though that's being the Tamei at Biodayim. So that's Rabbi Yeshua. And what's Rabbi Shimon? So this has to do with a Bechor, a firstborn animal, which we know has Kedusha and is given to a Kayin and is used as a Karbon. And we know that one is not allowed to give it a Mum, because then it becomes possible to be used as a Karbon. However, let's say it has Achizas Dam, which is blood clots or a congestion of blood of sorts, and it needs Hakazas Dam, bloodletting. According to Rabbi Shimon, that may be done, even though it wounds the animal. And this is because without this procedure, it would die. So we see the Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yeshua hold the same thing, that since something bad is going to happen to the thing that we're dealing with, the Truma is about to become Tamei, the Bechor is going to die, we're allowed to do something Biyadayim, which actively brings this problem on earlier. We're allowed to be Matami the Truma Biyadayim, or according to Rabbi Shimon, we're allowed to put a Mum on this animal Biyadayim. However, Amar Rabbi Ila says that no, Rabbi Shimon the Bechorais, Rabbi Yeshua the Trumais, Loi Hadein Maidi Ladein, V'Loi Hadein Maidi Ladein. Actually, Rabbi Shimon does not agree with Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua does not agree with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon doesn't necessarily agree with Rabbi Yeshua, because in that case of Bechor, the Bechor is technically a Baal Mum anyway, because it has this Achizas Dam, it has this medical issue. So us putting a Mum on it is not like making it a Baal Mum, whereas in Rabbi Yeshua's case over here in the Mishnah, the Truma wine is not Tameh yet. So who says Rabbi Shimon would agree with Rabbi Yeshua that you're allowed to be Matameh the Truma wine Biyodayim? And Rabbi Yeshua doesn't necessarily agree with Rabbi Shimon, because in our case, Rabbi Yeshua allows us to be Matameh the Truma wine Biyodayim in order to prevent a monetary loss of the Chulin, because when the Truma wine falls into the Chulin, no one's going to be allowed to drink this wine, not Yisrael or a Kayin. Whereas in the case of the Bechor, bloodletting it doesn't bring an immediate monetary gain, if Rabbi Yeshua doesn't necessarily get Rabbi Shimon either. And now Rabbi Zair is a third opinion. Mistaber Rabbi Shimon Maidi Rabbi Yeshua. It's logical to say that Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Yeshua, whereas Rabbi Shua loy madi l'Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shua doesn't agree to Rabbi Shimon. And we had just explained why Rabbi Shua would not agree to Rabbi Shimon, and the reason why Rabbi Shimon would agree to Rabbi Shua is because we clearly see that Rabbi Shimon allows inflicting a mum on this bechor, even though there isn't an immediate monetary gain. So of course he would agree to Rabbi Shua over here, where there is an immediate monetary gain, that one's allowed to be matami the truma biyadayim. So we have three different opinions over here, if Rabbi Shimon agrees to Rabbi Shua, and if Rabbi Shua agrees to Rabbi Shimon. Pei beis on beis on top, Rabbon Bar Chia ba kumi Rabbi Zeira. Rabbon Bar Chia asks in front of Rabbi Zeira, al dai tach letemer, Rabbi Shimon yodi Rabbi Shua. According to you, the Rabbi Shimon agrees to Rabbi Yeshua, that one would be allowed to matami truma biyadayim. But vatanin, we already learned, and we quoted this a number of times already, maidin Rabbi Lez Rabbi Yeshua, shasarfen zul atzma vzul atzma. Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Yeshua agree that we have to burn each one separately, meaning Erev Pesach, when we're burning chametz, we have to burn truma tahira and tamayo separately. And earlier on, we had said that this is Shitas Rib Shimon, and if this is really Rib Shimon, well, v'yisr shtein ka'achas, we should be allowed to burn both of them together. Because anyway, since we're talking about chametz, Erev Pesach, which is usur, these two are technically equated, and therefore we should be allowed to burn them together. However, Amalei Reb Zeir answered him, Taman tahira hidvar tahira. Over there, when we're talking about truma, Erev Pesach, midoy raisa, really, it's tahar. Because truma be'enehi, this truma is still itself. Nothing actually happened to this truma, there's nothing wrong with it. Atahu shekazarta l'sarfa, you're the one that was geizer that has to be burned. And this is talking about the sixth hour of the day, Erev Pesach, which we know midday raisa chametz is not usur, and it's only midrabanan that we have to burn this chametz. And so that's why truma tahira is not to be burned with truma tamea, because really the truma tahira is still 100% mutter. It's only midrabanan that it's not mutter. But essentially, there's nothing wrong with this truma tahira, and that's why it's not allowed to be burned with the truma tamea. However, we continue asking, we call makayim either which way, loy nifsla behesach hadas, didn't it become possible with hesach hadas? And this is talking about truma teluya in general. According to Manda Amar, the truma teluya is not allowed to be burned. Why not? It became possible by Hesach Hadas. And what is Hesach Hadas? That's when a person is not paying attention to it, his mind's not on it. The pasuk tells us, "V'hinei nosati lechem mishmeres trumaisai." We learn from the words "mishmeres trumaisai," the one is a chiyav to actively guard truma from becoming tamei, which means he needs das on his truma. And if he has Hesach Hadas, he's not paying attention, so there's a psul on his truma. And therefore, when we're talking about truma erev Pesach, there's Hesach Hadas on it as well, because it's chametz and it's erev Pesach. And like in Amar Rabbi Yochanan, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say the following three things? Number one, that Hesach Hadas var taira. If a person has Hesach Hadas on his truma, midday raisa, it's burned. And number two, chavas shnia kira meir taira. The second case of the barrel of our Mishnah, the one that we're discussing now, where we have the truma that's about to fall into the tamei chulin wine, that goes like shitas rav meir, and that's also midday raisa. And achizas dam kira b'shimin taira, also this din of achizas dam, that we're allowed to actively put a mum into a bechor like Rav Shimon, that's also midday raisa. And again, bottom line, the first thing we see from Rabbi Yochanan is that hesach hadas is midday raisa. So why are we not allowed to burn these two trumas, truma tahira and truma tamea, together on Erev Pesach? So Amalei, he answered him, there isn't full Hesach Hadas over here when we're talking about Teluya. Shehu mishamrot sh'loi tiga b'taharas acheres. He really still is guarding it, and he has Das on it, so that it doesn't touch other Taharas, and therefore there isn't Hesach Hadas. However, we continue with this, Has Rav Yitzchak b'rid Rav Chia Kasoiva, that's the proper gears over here. Rav Yitzchak, the son of Rav Chia, the Kasoiva, the cipher, the scribe, asked the following. Hag Asmacha, think about it for yourself. Shehi nesun al gabe gecholim. What about when Truma Tahira is already placed on the coals, which means he already began burning it on Erev Pesach. Over there, there's for sure Hesach Hadas, because he's already not thinking about it. He already started burning it. So why is one not allowed to take Truma Temeya and put it on the Tahira, if the Tahira is already puzzled because of Hesach Hadas? So Amrle, he said, you're right, Lichshayit Nena. Once he puts the Truma Tahira on the fire, on the coals, Erev Pesach, to burn it, so then a person is allowed to take Truma Temeya and put it on as well. However, he's not allowed to take Truma Tahira and Temeya and put them together, and then put them on the fire. That would be Usur. We have one last question. Pei Gimel Aleph on top. Amar Rav Mana l'Reb Shammai. Rav Mana asked Reb Shammai, Atun Amrin, you say that Yoidi Reb Shimon, that's a proper girsa, l'Reb Yeshua. The Reb Shimon agrees to Reb Yeshua. Well, v'afilu Reb Yeshua lesi Reb Yeshua. Even Reb Yeshua doesn't agree on himself. Now, what's his question? So this goes back to the top of the previous Amud. The Rabban Bar Chiya had asked that if Reb Shimon agrees with Reb Yeshua, that one is allowed to be matame, this truma wine, biyadayim, why does Reb Shimon hold that one is not allowed to burn truma tahir with truma tamea, Erev Pesach? So it's on this that Rav Mana is asking Reb Shammai. This question can't be asked based off of the fact that Reb Shimon agrees with Reb Yeshua, because Reb Yeshua doesn't agree with himself, meaning we have a stira in Shitas Reb Yeshua. You're right that Reb Yeshua in our Mishnah says that one's allowed to be matame this truma wine biyadayim before it ruins the chulin wine, but in that quote of Reb Shimon that we're asking on him, he himself is quoting Reb Yeshua and Rabbi Shu is contradicting himself, because Rabbi Shu over there does not allow burning Tahar Truma with Tame Truma. In other words, Rabban Bar Chiya can't bring up a seeming contradiction between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yeshua if that same exact contradiction exists with Rabbi Yeshua himself. So Amar Lei Rabbi Shama answer Amana, Tanyon Inon. It's actually Machlekas Tanaim what Rabbi Yeshua holds. Taman, Rabbi Meir B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua. Over there in our Mishnah, it's Rabbi Meir in Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. The one's allowed to be Tame Truma B'Yadayim. Whereas Bram Hach over here, Rabbi Shimon B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua. It's Rabbi Shimon saying the name Rabbi Yeshua, the one's allowed to burn Tame Truma with Tahar Truma when we're dealing with Chametz. And therefore, these two Psakim in the name of Rabbi Yeshua are not really contradictory, because one's according to one Tana and the other's according to the other Tana. And therefore, Rabban Bar Chiya was simply focusing on what Rabbi Shimon holds. Once Rabbi Zeir says that Rabbi Shimon agrees with Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah, so then I'll ask a steer Rabbi Shimon on himself, why doesn't he paskin differently in regards to burning Chametz Erev Pesach? We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.